Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Good Bahamas, and welcome to another episode of Nailed It on Guardian 96.9 FM, streaming live here with Debbie Deal, and I'm Leonard Sands. I'm very excited. We have some wonderful guests in studio. In fact, we have multiple guests in the studio today. I don't know if we can contain ourselves. So we want everyone to call in because today we're going to start this off very quickly and talk about the area of construction that sometimes gets a bad light, and that is when things go wrong, and there needs to be someone to help mitigate that process. So we have persons from Consumer Affairs in the house today. We're very, very pleased to have them. And I'll introduce himself right away. Let me get that. So right off, Ms. Newbold, go ahead.
Hi, I'm Loretta Newbold, Marketing, Education, Research, and Training Coordinator at the Kitchen.
Good evening, Bahamas. My name is Austina Smith-Knowles, and I'm the manager of the same department in the Consumer Protection Commission. We are here on behalf of our executive editor, the Honorable Randy Roll, who sent his regards as well.
Okay, awesome ladies. So before we get in, let's pay these bills out of the way. So we are sponsored today by ART Development, CMIX Bahamas, CBS Pro Store, stopped in the morning, 7 o'clock for coffee, all contractors. Stone Oak Bahamas, new sponsors, and we're going to talk more about them after our break. ARM Caribbean, air-conditioned mechanical suppliers and distributors in the country, and Wolseley Construction.
I'm going to give you the numbers now, because I don't want to wait till the very, very end, because you're going to want to call when you hear the information that's going to come. Okay, call us at 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. Toll free from the Family Islands, 242-300-5720. Text us on Guardian Radio Tech, GR96, which is 4796, powered by BTC, standard text rate supply. And you could download the Guardian Radio app for your Apple from your Apple and Android smart devices and listen to our radio feed. Or watch us on our video feed right there on the Guardian Radio app. Listen to us at Cable Bahamas channel on TV 969 or BT Flow channel 612.
There we go. So let's dive straight into it. Who's going to take the first shot of telling us Consumer Affairs Commission, what do they do, why do they exist, and how can they brighten our day?
Okay, well, President Sands, I think I would be remiss if I didn't just correct you with the name. We are actually the Consumer Protection Commission. Our sister agency is Consumer Affairs. Consumer Affairs Department deals with rent control and price control, and they landlord tenant issues and breadbasket items and other controlled goods such as petrol. We, on the other hand, the Consumer Protection Commission, have been charged with overseeing consumer advocacy and consumer protection in regards to goods and services in the Bahamas, and when consumers purchase goods that are defective or don't match the description that they thought they would have been purchasing, or if they purchase a service that was, and I think when we use that term, this is dissatisfactory, that has become a problem in this particular field, and that's why we're here today, okay. Because most consumers when they do complain to us, we do see some issues where they are being, quote-unquote, unreasonable in some regards when it comes to some of the contractors, because not all contractors actually are incompetent to be fraudulent. And so if we could get some clarity from you guys, that's why we're here, on some of those areas where the consumers just aren't educated on the fact that there's certain margins, as you explained to us yesterday when you visited our office, there are certain margins in regards to different parts of construction, and consumers are unaware of that. And so they tend to give construction contractors a bad rap when they actually are pretty much doing their job.
So thank you very much for this conversation about what you're talking about. So,
okay.
Debbie, we met with Consumer Protection yesterday, and I was kind of explaining to the persons we met with that not everything's absolute. We'd like to believe that perfection is the standard, that's the rule. Now, while that is something we all desire, that's not the tolerance accepted in construction. For example, I build a wall that's 5 feet high, that's 50 feet long. That's a long wall. If the wall is out of plumb a quarter of an inch over 20, 30 feet, it's not a big deal. It's considered an acceptable tolerance. If the wall is out of plumb by an inch, that may be something where you define that it's not acceptable. And so we talk about what is the education of the consumer when contracting someone where they don't know that it's perfect, but it's still acceptable.
Well, one other thing I'd like to do is do a comparison. So when you buy a shirt at a store, right, you expect the shirt to be perfect, the buttons to all line up, you know, everything to be perfect. The shirt is made in a factory. Construction is not made in a factory. It's man-made.
Yeah.
So a person actually physically touches every, that is a total difference. And I think most people think about the shirt or buying a car that's made in a factory or whatever. Construction is not like that.
So they're not saying that there should not be an expectation.
Correct.
That thing should be true. Things should be plumb, things should be level. But we do say
perfect.
That there are tolerances that we said that's allowable construction.
Right,
but now I want Ms. Noble, talk to us about some of the worst things that you've seen that was brought to, you know, consumer protection. Tell me about that.
Well, to be quite honest with you, Mr. Sands, because we take our complaints so seriously, everything is confidential. Only the complaints team have access to that information, the marketing team. Unfortunately, we see the statistics, we see the numbers, but we don't really get into the complaints. We like to keep it that way.
Well, the complaints exist, though. So
it
let me tell you what we see as a common thing. We see that persons don't complete work. Is that a common complaint that Consumer Protection sees?
Yes, it is. It's definitely an issue, but... I'm glad that you mentioned that because I wanted to clarify something that you made a public statement saying that the Consumer Protection Commission often acts as a sword rather than a shield when it comes to contractors. And I know that we've told you that we are not like that, but I wanted to I have this opportunity to publicly make sure that everyone knows that that's not the case.
Because we didn't know, and I'm speaking honestly, we didn't know that contractors as well and persons who offer services could come to consumer protection.
Okay, see, well, in our act, it speaks to who can file a complaint.
Okay.
We refer to it as a person. So if it were just for consumers strictly, we would have used that language in the act.
Okay.
So because we say a person... that would apply to both providers and consumers, and in this case, a contractor. So if you know that you did your job professionally and a consumer refuses to pay you because it wasn't done to their satisfaction and they're saying to themselves, okay, I have a right to not pay you because you didn't meet my satisfaction. But then, as you know, we just explained that sometimes the consumer is not educated to understand that what you call satisfaction might not necessarily be the actual professional.
Let me give you a kind of difficult but standard example. Let's say you are installing countertops and you buy a slab, Debbie, and you come to install it in my home. And it's a natural material. Do you understand that if I buy two slabs from the same shop,
The
color variation in natural stone is not exact. So all of a sudden you install it in the kitchen and the client tells Debbie, I'm not paying this. The perimeter slab is light gray, and that slab is dark gray. I'm not paying it.
Right.
So they bring them out of the consumer protection. Mm-hmm. Debbie's going to say, well, here's the challenge. Mm-hmm. This is granite. Granite is not man-made. It's a natural stone. Right. They cut in half. This part of the stone, unfortunately, was a different variation of color from that part.
Right.
It is not my fault that we selected these two slabs.
Right.
You understand? Right. So it's just kind of an example of how the contractor did what they thought was the right thing. They purchased the stone from the same supplier, same stock. This is the stone. Mother Nature says these two stones are not exact.
And the only way to get over that would be if the person selling the slab to me had actually you understand, but of course, you know, we're contractors, we do understand, but you understand that these are not going to be exactly the same.
Right.
So what I do, because I am very fussy and I'm really a pain in the butt, I buy quartz and I buy one color, white. I can't mess up, right?
Right.
So I have to almost ask the person I'm dealing with, how fussy are you?
You.
Right.
You know?
Okay.
But that's just an example
of
truth.
In our act, in section 60, which speaks to reasonableness, I think that's where, when you come to us at the commission, we apply that that section to it in terms of reasonableness. So sometimes the consumers are unreasonable. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if you read recently that the year to date, we have recouped $170,000 plus funds.
I did read that in the paper. I was so impressed.
Yes, ma'am. But
people need to
know that. Hear that, I don't want people to automatically assume that you come to us, we're going to get you your money. Mm-hmm. Because at the end of the day, we are here to be fair.
Mm-hmm.
And so in many cases, we negotiate, we mediate, and you might not necessarily get what you actually thought you were entitled to.
Mm-hmm.
And in some cases, consumers actually don't have a right to a refund. But by the time we're finished mediating, the provider might, you know, feel moved to even work with them. So they end up getting something still, even though they weren't entitled to it. So that's why I think we do a big service. We offer a big service to the community when we intervene in matters that, at the end of the day, could have gone through court.
Yeah.
And we help avoid that.
Yes, so let me ask you a question.
Yes, sir.
I know it's inside your office because I saw it. Can someone speak to us about the rights of consumers?
Okay, we have 8 basic rights. They're not clearly established in the Act itself, but the Act is premised upon those rights.
Okay.
The first right for a consumer is the right to the satisfaction of basic needs.
Okay.
The second right would be the right to a healthy environment.
Yes.
The third would be a right to be informed.
Yes.
A right to safety is one of them.
Yes, a right to safety. And a right to education. Mm-hmm. How many is that?
That's 5.
That's 5. What am I leaving out
basic
now?
Basic needs.
I said basic needs. Mm-hmm. Oh, a right to redress.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And one more?
A right to be heard.
And a right to be heard. Right.
Yes.
So
yes.
I wanted you to express, and thank you for giving us those rights, because I think it's important for persons before they come to consumer protection, they have to know their rights.
Right.
I'm glad that the educational campaign that you have going on is to express those rights to the public so they understand that you have a right to be heard about your matter. Say you didn't like how the contractor did something, you all have to talk about it. Mm-hmm. The contractor doesn't want to talk to you? No, you can't do that.
Right.
You have a right to be for it to be safe. I mean, I don't want there to be a situation you're doing work and it's not a safe environment. That's a right that you have. You have a right, what's the other thing? You have a right to
redress.
That means if you didn't do something or there's an expectation that this should happen, you have a right to say, well, I want you to make this good. I want you to fix this.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's important for everyone, whether it's contractors or the consumer, to know we all expect the give and take. If you do something to me, I expect you to make it good. And if I do something to you, I expect to make that situation good as well.
Right. And I think Leonard might have already told you that we get many calls on a regular basis from customers that are not happy.
Yeah.
Right. Through at BCA. Yes. So what we've been trying to do, if you've been listening to the show, almost every week we talk about one situation or two situations where somebody has not been happy because of A, B, C, and D. And a lot of it is lack of education.
Yeah.
Right.
Not understanding what a contract is.
Yeah, right.
You know, a contract, a real contract, should outline all of the things that you're asking for, right? Okay. It should have all that in. Yeah. But most people wouldn't even think of buying, getting a contract for
right.
something
just
small.
Discuss just that verbal agreements.
Never. But, you know, if you go to a lawyer, you want a contract, right? If you're going to buy a house, you want a contract. Buy a car, you want a contract. You need to do the same thing for a small item or a large item and make sure that that contract is done right. And if you need help, BCA
reach
will
out
help.
To BCA.
Right. We will help.
And, you know, in the Bahamas, we tend to not, like you say, bother with contracts.
No. Right.
So I want to know from your perspective if it's satisfactory to just clearly communicate, even if it's mm-hmm. verbally. Like, for example, Mr. Sands gave an example of a consumer asking a contractor to just hang a door.
Yeah.
And there are different ways to hang a door, right?
Yeah.
In terms of the amount of hinges, mm-hmm. he said, swing in, swing out. If you don't discuss these things.
Prior to. Yeah.
Right. So I'm trying to find out from you if you think it's sufficient in some cases to just talk and, you know, verbally.
I think, that's a good question. I think mm-hmm. if you're very familiar, mm-hmm. I call Debbie. Mm-hmm. Say, Debbie, paint my front door. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to write a contract for Debbie to paint.
Right.
I'm going to give Debbie to Karen a white paint so she can have a choice with color. Mm-hmm. Paint my front door this color paint.
Mm-hmm.
There's very little room for error in mm-hmm. something that's very small and specific.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I wouldn't walk in the room and say, Debbie, renovate my master bedroom. No, she's going to go to town. I don't know what she's going to put in there.
Yeah.
So you have to. I think consumers mm-hmm. have to have discretion. You
know
who you're dealing with. You should say, mm-hmm. okay, this is only us painting this wall or hanging a door.
Right.
Be very specific. And y'all could talk about it. Say, mm-hmm. can you hang this door for me? I wanted a hinge on the left-hand side because when I come in and out, I want to do this. And that's a small thing.
Right.
But if mm-hmm. you're going to do anything beyond that, you know, a room or something, you should document what you want to have.
But even with this door here that we have in, you guys can't see it. Oh, yes, mm-hmm. you can. It depends on how you're listening to us.
Mm-hmm.
The door is hinged on the side closest to the wall there so that the door would open into the wall and not open into the room. But somebody could argue with you and say, I didn't want it that
like
way.
That.
I wanted
exactly.
to open into the middle of the room. But why would you do that? First
yeah.
of all, it's against code because you're blocking your light switch. And then secondly, it's taking up space for furniture. So there's things that are just common sense to us.
To us.
But not to the average person.
Yes.
Right?
I agree.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Okay.
So let's talk about, before you get out of here, let's talk about what is this, what is your campaign, what is the marketing strategy, what are you hoping to do in this month where you focus on construction and construction sector?
Well, this month we're just hoping to educate consumers on what happens behind the scene in construction, like you would have educated us yesterday. So now we kind of understand more and we could teach them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And how are we going to carry this message to the 459,000?
Well, we do. We have our TikTok at CPC Bahamas.
We do?
We have Instagram,
no, we did not know this.
Consumer Protection Commission.
Okay.
We have our Facebook page, Consumer Protection Commission Bahamas.
Mm-hmm.
And we also have
the ability to come on Nailed It.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And you're going to use the radio and television was not
yes.
the
and this
broadcast.
And this is why we have such an appreciation for our executive chairman, who is also a senator, because he has access to certain media platforms that we wouldn't have ordinarily been accessible to.
Right.
So we're using everything that we can in our arsenal with our limited funding. You know, people think because we're a government agency, our funding is never ending, but actually we operate out of a subvention that's very limited and salaries alone eat it up. So we're doing the best we can to get the word out there. We're trying to collaborate and partner with different podcast and, you know, different media platforms.
Mm-hmm.
So we're trying to get the word out there that way, and hopefully we'll be a regular on your show.
Absolutely. You're invited to come back. Now,
I want to ask
this question, though.
Mm-hmm.
Can you walk us through the process, and very quickly, how does one walk into consumer protection, lodge a complaint, the investigation of that, and then hopefully a conclusion that it matters? How does that happen? Walk us through that.
Okay, well, you can email us on the complaints email or on our general email. Wherever we receive it, we will definitely send it to an investigator in our complaints. I'm going to give it to you right now. In our complaints and investigation department, the complaints email is complaints@cpcbahamas.gov.bs. Our general email is info@cpcbahamas.gov.bs. Our main line at the office is 604-9020. And our 24-hour complaints hotline, so if you don't get us your normal working hours, is 357-7898.
Awesome.
So if you do decide that you want to come in person, what we encourage you to do, you either, if you don't come in person, you can email this information. But if you do walk in, we encourage you to come in with an ID, a copy of an invoice, contract, or receipt, or some proof of the purchase that you made in an agreement. And you will fill out a form and detail exactly what happened. And then the our investigative team will reach out to the accused, the offender, violator, potential violator. sometimes that will be via phone to get a preliminary idea as to what. If need be, we'll write a letter to let them know, you know, we have a complaint levied against you, and we'd like to meet to discuss it further. And then when that side comes in, they meet, they discuss it, and then potentially you meet with both parties, and you mediate, you hash it out. We did, you know, we being in between, we determine, we tell you your legal standing, what you're entitled to, what if you're wrong, you're not, whatever, and we give advice as to whether or not the provider should, would be, it would be good for them for best practices to say work with them, you know, so you know, your business doesn't get a bad reputation, stuff like that, that nature. And then at the end of the day, we have a very good success rate. So we're very good at the mediation. So I would encourage contractors, if you have an issue where, you know, a consumer didn't pay you, and you...
They could come to the consumer.
You have pictures of the work you done, proof that you did do the work to the standard.
That is acceptable in the construction industry.
You come in to us, and we, the same thing works, the same process, and we will work with you, and we'll help you get your...
I like that.
That's good to know that it's not just the
consumer. Yeah, the consumer gets protection.
It's good to know that both
both parties who have a dispute
have to be protected.
Awesome. Yes. That is awesome. Yes. Well, ladies, we thank you very much for taking the time out today and coming on the show and sharing to the public and the contractors in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas that they also have rights under the Consumer Protection Act, and they should also always act in the best interest of their business and their clients.
Thank you so much.
Yes. Parting words.
Thank you so much for this opportunity, Mr. Sands.
Yes, we appreciate it very much.
Thank you much.
You're welcome.
We'll be back after this break to nail it.
When your building renovation projects are go, go pro at the all-new CBS Pro Store. Find unbeatable prices, unmatched service, and an expanded selection of building essentials. Drywall and plywood, tools and thinset, insulation and hardware too. It's all at CBS Pro Store. Contractors, do-it-yourselfers, and industry professionals in the know can now go pro at the all-new CBS Pro Store, 103 Robinson Road.
But a sickness more than crack, and they just build this house. Pay now, pay more later.
Your wall crack because I rot in steel.
I guarantee fiber steel, Jack.
No steel, no big deal. Fiber rebar is better than steel, eh? No steel, no big deal. Fiber rebar is better than steel. Steel pussy get protection from nasty men. But the sand that they use of salt and lead. And then over time you start to rotten. And just like a flower wall crack open, eh? No steel, no big deal. Fiber rebar is better than steel, eh?
For more information on FRP concrete reinforcement products, call our development today at 603-4506 or 822-9527 or visit our Facebook and IG page at our development BFRP. Listen, say goodbye to rust and a crack of water. Call now.
No steel, no big deal.
You know about the big yellow machines. You've probably heard about our big yellow engines. Maybe even seen our reliable yellow generator sets light up your world. But if that's all you know about Machinery and Energy Limited, then you're missing out. We are yellow iron and so much more. We are multiple product lines, construction equipment, forklifts, marine engines, aerial equipment, and light towers. We are parts, service, equipment sales, and rentals. Visit one of our branches in Nassau, Freeport, or Abaco for your construction and power generation needs, because we're built for it.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Welcome back to Nailed It on Guardian 96.9 FM. And we are back with a wonderful next group of persons in the studio. I mean, Debbie, I don't know if we contain ourselves. So to my immediate left, I'm going to ask persons to introduce themselves to the Bahamas. That'll be you.
Absolutely. So good evening, Bahamas. Edward Strawn from Bank of the Bahamas, and I'm excited to be here.
Good evening, Bahamas. Darvin Russell from Stone Oak, Bahamas. Excited to be here.
Hi, everybody. I am Shelby Hanna from Alive. Also excited to be here.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. So today what we're going to talk about is why y'all are here. We know Stone Oak. We've seen them in action a couple of months ago. I think it was, Darwin, at the first ever Stone Oak Home and Builders Show, which was an overwhelming success. But, of course, I'll leave you to talk more about that. Mm-hmm. Give us a rundown.
So last year, as you know, we were at the BPSU Hall. It was an awesome experience, completely sold out, wait list, the whole nine yards. This year, we decided to expand the opportunities to provide more exhibitors, more space, to provide our clients more opportunities to participate. So this year, it's going to be the 29th and the 30th of March, 2025, is when the next one is going to be. It's going to be at the Kendall GL Isaacs Gymnasium.
Larger.
We're talking about 50 exhibitors from throughout the Bahamas, the Caribbean, the United States. So it's going to be a huge expo. This year's theme is expanding opportunities for home ownership in the Bahamas, and we are just super excited. There are half of the exhibition space has already been sold. So we're looking for those additional exhibitors who want to come. Make sure that you do not procrastinate. We know that last year, because it was such a resounding success, all of the exhibitors who were there last year have already signed up even before we got to this place of announcement. So don't sleep on it this year. Make sure that you give us a call at 815-8818 to reserve your space.
Okay, so talk to us. Talk to us about our partners. We see we got two partners. And I want Eddie. I know Eddie for a while. So Eddie, you can tell me why it's important that for Bank of the Bahamas to feel that they'd be a part of this show again and be one of the title sponsors.
We're excited simply because it's time that everybody in my mindset should own a home, right? And so it's difficult and far saddening in a lot of instances where persons worked their entire life. And Lenny, they're just unable to
afford a home.
Afford a home, right? And so our job is simply how to provide a roadmap from the beginning to end, show them how to first be pre-qualified, and then how to make sure that there's savings in place and how to keep their debts at a minimum in order to attain the dream of home.
And Bank of Bahamas is a great bank for that.
Absolutely. It's your bank, right? We're excited.
All right. Let's hear from Alive Bahamas. They're keeping everyone alive, they tell me.
Right. So after you would have stopped over to the Bank of the Bahamas booth, you can head over to Ring and Alive. Mm-hmm. So I'm actually excited to announce that Amazon and Alive has partnered to sell Ring devices at very affordable prices. So we give you some of the best products in the market, and we'll be at the Homeowners Expo to display the array of products we have. And we're going to also teach you about smart home security bundles. So come over to our booth. You know, I want to meet every one of you guys and just tell you about our products, what makes us valuable, and why you should purchase them.
So this is interesting. So Darwin, talk to us about the thought behind the Builder Show. I know we were talking offline mm-hmm. about, you know, we feel that there's a huge opportunity sure. for construction, building, homeowners, services, mm-hmm. stuff in the Bahamas. Why did Stone Oak thought that this market is ready for the direction you guys want to go with the Builder Show?
Sure, great question. I think one of the things that is so critical is that, just like Eddie just said, the challenge that you have is you don't have all of these vendors, all of these partners in one place at the same time.
Yeah.
So you get the banks, you get the insurance companies, you have the real estate agents, you've got the contractors, you've got the building supply companies, you've got the credit unions. Everybody needs to be at this expo. And all of those various partners and stakeholders have already signed up. So this is critical for you to be able to come and touch and feel. There are going to be some new products on display, for example, very innovative products from some of our suppliers, so that you get to see how you can possibly save costs. You know, we're so used to building stuff out of block, concrete, steel. You know, they've got green steel products now. They've got all kind of new fiber boards to be used for the exterior skeleton of construction. Now you've got even steel framing. So there's just a whole lot of changes that have gone on in the construction space to allow and provide for more affordability with potential homeowners, and everybody is going to be there. So I mean, you can't slunk on this one.
That is awesome. Now, before we get into the fancy part about the money, let me first ask, you mentioned something mm-hmm. about smart house technology in Alive. Talk to us about how Alive sees the opportunity to involve technology through some of their products and services they're bringing online to the Bahamian consumer.
Right. So we actually recently launched our smart home department. And with that, we currently sell Ring devices, as mentioned. So a lot of people have this misconception that Ring is only video doorbells. Mm-hmm. I'm here to tell you guys that that is a myth. So we sell security cameras as well. We sell indoor cameras as well. So with the Ring devices, you can monitor your home from anywhere in the world. If you're on a vacation, you can take that step and purchase a Ring. Keep an eye out. If you have kids throughout the day, you can monitor. I think safety is so important these days. And this is the best approach, the best way to take it. You know, AI is becoming so popular. So we wanted to move in that direction and just move with the rest of the world, you know?
So you're telling me right now, we come to the Home Builder Show, Eddie, I'm getting a mortgage through Bank of the Bahamas. I've already connected with my contractor. And now we're down at the place where we're talking about technology involved even in this home build. How does Bank of the Bahamas find the financing options that could even fit the persons who have very little money these days, but they still need a home, like you mentioned, and they also want their home to have not only just a Ring doorbell, but obviously some of the other bells and whistles as well. How does Bank of Bahamas be the best at delivering that kind of product for them?
I'm actually excited about the question, because what comes to mind is tailor-made, right? So okay. When we look at you, we do an assessment of your finances, and we gear a product specific to you. A lot of times, persons associate big with nice, right? You don't need a three-story house for it to be nice, and I'm sure general contractors would agree with me. Mm-hmm. But if it's efficient, if it's AI and the rest of it, we're talking about the Ring and getting those electronic involved, I mean, it can still be nice, it can be strong, and it can be a haven, right? Mm-hmm. There's nothing like coming home after a long day of work and being able to kick, relax, and see what you're working for, as opposed to not being able to understand, listen, what the future looks like from a home ownership standpoint. In that regard, I don't know if you guys really understand how crazy it is, even in the rental market, right? Persons are just looking for a place to stay and paying an exorbitant amount of monies when those monies could be directed towards
Yeah, Airbnb has really messed that up, to be perfectly honest, because people that would have regular rentals and just rent them out by the month or by the year are now renting out by the day. So instead of being able to make, say, $600 for a unit, they can make about $2,000 or $3,000 during a month, you know. So that's why it's so difficult to find places to rent, because people now are saying, hey, listen, this is my opportunity to try to make my money back for this thing that I built.
Very true.
But it's creating a huge problem for us here.
So, Darvin, we got Debbie in here, and I'll tell anyone, Debbie is all sustainability, technology, and low carbon footprint, many prints. That's it. I hope there are some providers, suppliers of energy solutions there, some options for building materials that will have low impact on the environment, because that's stuff that Debbie and her friends are really, really into. So if you're telling me they got to have that stuff, she's going to call them and say, listen, make it a date, Saturday, whenever it's going to be. Yeah. We're all going to be at the home and build a show, Stone Oak.
You know, they will be, but there's opportunities for more to come. You know, I don't think that we are trying to exclude anybody because there are so many different green technologies, right?
Yeah.
One of the things that people have to recognize, for example, is if you ever do an energy audit, have the opportunity to do an energy audit of your home. I think sometimes we think, okay, if I just drop the solar panels on my roof, that's going to solve the problem. Well, it may to a certain degree, but at the end of the day, did you need as many solar panels? Did you do the LED lights? Did you get an energy efficient appliances in your home? Did you do all of those other things before, to make sure that you had the minimum usage before you went and installed your solar? So these kind of opportunities would be excellent for additional exhibitors to come and say, you know what? Well, we've got this product that we think is going to be great. We've got this solar array. Our folks at the Bank of the Bahamas are going to say, we're going to incorporate that into your mortgage to make this the most attractive package possible so that you don't have to shell out that $20,000, $30,000, $50,000 separate and apart from your mortgage if we can find a way to integrate those things. The furniture folks are going to be need to make sure that they get spaces out there. So
because when you go to do an audit for somebody, the first thing that they say on the phone, I'll say, so you know, what is your house like? How much energy do you use? And they go, well, I have a 3-bedroom, 2-bathroom house.
Right. That says nothing.
I don't care.
Exactly.
I really don't care. Right. What you have to try to do is say to them, if you want to do solar, you really have to reduce your consumption.
Exactly.
As soon as you reduce your consumption, then you would actually be able to afford to have what you need, right? And like you said, the LED light bulbs, the isonine in the attic, the insulated impact windows.
Absolutely.
You know, all of these things. And, of course, they just say, I've got a 3-bedroom, 2-bathroom house. And it's understandable because they don't know. But when you realize how little education is out there when they say things like that.
Well, that's another reason for you to participate in the expo, right? Is for you, part of it is an educational experience because all of these people are going to be there at the same time.
Right.
So you don't have to wonder about these questions that you have. You can come, the experts are there to answer them all in one place. So absolutely.
That is awesome information, awesome to hear. Now, we got the contractors, so I was going to be there, right? And I want to tell you that I was at the first show. I had an amazing time. Several of my contractor members were there and presented and had booths at the Home Builder Show.
Yes.
Can you talk to us a little bit about the general theme? Because I know the show is just not a show.
Yes.
What is the theme of this new 2025 Stone Oak Home and Builder Show?
Expanding opportunities for home ownership in the Bahamas.
I like it.
As Ed mentioned, what you have right now, I think Debbie talked about it, the fact that you've taken so much inventory out of the market, whether it's been to the Airbnb space, whether it's been to long or other short-term rental opportunities. And so you've got folks doubling and tripling up families because not enough inventory is being built, right? It's become a whole lot more unaffordable to build homes. You know, we all have seen the survey that they just recently released talking about it taking $10,000 a month to have a middle-class lifestyle in the Bahamas. These are very unattainable goals for a lot of people. So we have to find a way, and we believe that we've brought the right partners together to represent to people. You do not have to spend an arm and a leg to have a nice home that's energy efficient, that will last you a long time, that is aesthetically pleasing to you, that provides the right amount of space, that provides the right amount of security, that makes your family feel safe in a welcoming neighborhood, right? So these opportunities don't come along. I know we are the only person doing an expo in the Bahamas.
Yep.
And so these opportunities are so rare that you have to take advantage of them when they are presented. So we hope to see you on the 29th and the 30th of March at Kendall GL Isaacs. And for those of you that need to jump in on this, once again, 815-8818 is who you need to call to make sure you call the folks at Stone Oak to make sure that you reserve your exhibition space.
Now, I wanted to jump into something. Thank you very much, Darwin, for that great answer to the question. Let me jump into something. So, Miss Alive Bahamas here seems to be one of the youngest persons in the room. Not sure. How does the mortgage program that Bank of Bahamas have seek to tailor to the younger Bahamians who are now, you know, they would have went off to university, come back, you know, 20, 24, 25, and they want a home or they want a condo. How do they go about that process? And what do they expect to meet at the home show when they sit down with the representatives from Bank of the Bahamas?
What I'm excited about is the younger generations are not afraid to start early, okay. Right? For a long time, we just got a late start.
Yeah.
Right? So 35, 40 in persons are
just looking for a home.
To get a mortgage, right?
Yeah.
But could you imagine, and we've seen it time and time again, they're 24 or 25-year-old, simply, again, having a conversation, being open to opportunities, mm-hmm. being open to understanding that, you know what, you're currently here, and mm-hmm. this is what you can afford.
Mm-hmm.
And to that point, a lot of times persons commingle, watch this now, first with dream home. Yeah, mm-hmm. it's okay to start mm-hmm. and finish strong.
Mm-hmm.
And so the idea, again, is coming back to tailor-made, having a conversation, finding out exactly where they are, understanding the road ahead,
mm-hmm.
and guiding them through that process.
So there's going to be opportunity for you to sit down with a banker from the Bank of Bahamas and then kind of get that personal
touch
about how do I, and what if you can't immediately qualify? Is there someone there who's going to help them, guide them along the path? Maybe it takes 2 years for them to come up with a down payment and what they need to do.
Absolutely. And so we're all financial experts here at Bank of Bahamas. And what we're going to do is, to the extent that you're, watch this, not necessarily ready at this point, given mm-hmm. your current circumstances, mm-hmm. we're going to provide a roadmap to help you get from A to Z.
Really?
So we just won't leave you hanging, right? There's hope. And I can tell you, there's a difference between being alive and being alive without hope.
Yeah.
I think you better grab that.
He's going to charge you
for
that.
I think you better grab that. I like that. Stop. Being alive without hope.
But there's also something we're going to have to do, and I think the younger people will appreciate this more mm-hmm. than persons our age, is you don't have to have an individual house to be a homeowner.
No.
You know, and, you know, we don't build up. And
yes.
we don't have to build up like one tall pier. You can build up on a gradual slope to build, right?
Mm-hmm.
We need to start doing that because we're running out of land mm-hmm. in New... Well, that's not true. We could cut down all of our pine barrens,
sure.
which is our aquifer, which mm-hmm. gives us fresh water. We could do all of that.
And
increase our carbon emissions mm-hmm. by doing so, right? But that's not what we need to do. We need to, you know, start building smart.
Mm-hmm.
We need to take homes that maybe Bank of the Bahamas has, where persons have actually not been able to fulfill their obligations, and do something with that. Maybe somebody needs to take those buildings. Maybe some contractor mm-hmm. needs to go into houses like that, mm-hmm. refurbish them, and rent or sell them out.
Yeah.
I mean, that land is already there. That land that might have cost them only $25,000 is probably worth $90,000
mm-hmm.
now.
Mm-hmm.
So these are great options.
Opportunities.
And younger people seem to be able to accept that rather than...
You know, one of the things that I think we lack in this country is a diversity of our residential product.
Absolutely.
So,
yeah.
you know, I've lived in a lot of places around the world in my life, and I feel as though we need to create more pockets of opportunities. Our builders need to be a little bit more creative with the offering as well. So,
mm-hmm.
if, for example, if you live in certain parts of Europe and some of the Scandinavian countries, there are shared co-living
mm-hmm.
arrangements,
really?
Right? Mm-hmm. So you have your own bedroom with a private bath, small living area. But the kitchen and the larger living room is a shared space.
Mm-hmm.
It was called a rooming house when I went to college, mm-hmm. but it's a shared co-living space in Scandinavia.
It'd be kind of like a townhouse, but then you have one.
No, think about it like a big house.
But I understand that one section is
multiple. Yes. So, mm-hmm. so what it does now is we all have a beautiful 3,000, 4,000 square foot home, mm-hmm. but the mortgage is shared between 8 families.
Oh, really?
Right. So, and these aren't people that are necessarily related to one another. You just agree to this arrangement. You agree to follow the rules of engagement. And it's treated almost like the way a condominium mm-hmm. yes. is treated, mm-hmm. right? Because this space is private mm-hmm. and this space is shared. Mm-hmm. And that's how we do it. So if you look at some of the new developments in Orlando, the next time you go to Orlando, mm-hmm. stay at one of those mega resort type mixed use properties. So what they're doing is they're building these fabulous homes, 6, 8, 10 bedrooms. But when you walk in the kitchens, there are 4 refrigerators,
really?
Oversized pantries, because really? They understand people are vacationing as families, mm-hmm. groups, mm-hmm. co-workers, mm-hmm. right? Other people, when I lived in Michigan, they did the duplex thing, but they called them a patio home. So I have, where the home is attached is at the garage, so we don't have a shared wall where there's the noise intrusion that you have to worry about, because the shared wall is at the garage mm-hmm. level, and you get to maximize the usage of that lot. So, but it's not necessarily zoned multifamily yeah. right? Mm-hmm. So we have to talk to also to the policymakers and be like, you know what, there's mm-hmm. probably a hybrid zoning Absolutely. Between residential and multifamily mm-hmm. that doesn't offend a single family neighborhood that we can make this work.
Right? I think that's the time. Instead of coming up with 12,000 lots, because exactly. that's yeah. what they say we exactly. need, where are we going to come up with 12,000 exactly right. lots?
I don't know.
Exactly.
Yeah. I don't know.
Great ideas.
So that's wonderful information, and we'll probably get more into it after this break. But we are excited for Stone Oak, excited for Bank of Bahamas, excited for Live to bring us this information. And we'll be back to Nailed It after this break.
Ever the new fiber steel on the market?
Yeah.
But don't rust.
Gone are the days of cracking spoils. That is a very easy to install. Fiber steel is here to stay. No more repairing a breakup wall. FRP's the new steel in town. No salty air will ever break down. Rust or corrosion, that's in the past. In the Bahamas, now we're built to last. Say goodbye to rust forever, man. Goodbye to corrosion by the ocean, man. Say goodbye to rust forever. No rust, no corrosion. Fiber steel in our future, brother, man. FRP's in our future.
For more information on FRP concrete reinforcement products, call our development today at 603-4506 or visit our Facebook and IG page at Our Development BFRP. Say goodbye to Russ forever.
You know about the big yellow machines. You've probably heard about our big yellow engines. Maybe even seen our reliable yellow generator sets light up your world. But if that's all you know about machinery and energy limited, then you're missing out. We are yellow iron and so much more. We are multiple product lines, construction equipment, forklifts, marine engines, aerial equipment, and light towers. We are parts, service, equipment sales, and rentals. Visit one of our branches in Nassau, Freeport, or Abaco for your construction and power generation needs, because we're built for it.
When your building renovation projects are go pro at the all-new CBS Pro Store. Find unbeatable prices, unmatched service, and an expanded selection of building essentials. Drywall and plywood, tools and thinset, insulation and hardware too. It's all at CBS Pro Store. Contractors, do-it-yourselfers, and industry professionals in the know can now go pro at the all-new CBS Pro Store, 103 Robinson Road.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
and welcome back to Nailed It on Guardian 96.9 FM, streaming live and all over the Bahamas. Debbie, before we close out the show, we'd like to get into some business for the BCA housekeeping on the 27th of November, 2024, at our monthly luncheon. We're going to have our AGM.
Yes,
and
this is
at
exciting.
Our AGM, we vote in a new administrative board for the Bahamian Contractors Association.
Yes.
Obviously, only for financial members can take part in the voting of persons who they feel would add value to the organization and help build the construction community in the Bahamas.
Right. You know what's exciting is that because we of COVID, and of course, I think it was in 2022 that we had the last one, right?
Yeah.
You know, COVID really, for nonprofits, it was, for everybody, it was very
really
stressful.
For
nonprofits, it was even worse because, you know, it wouldn't matter what organization you were, you lost financial members during that time frame, right? And so we've spent the last 2 years building up the membership that we have, and we also have this show. It's not often you hear of a nonprofit actually having a show, but that's our purpose, is the Bahamian Contractors Association, is to educate.
Mm-hmm.
So this is very exciting. We need a very strong board now that we're, you know, we're really on our feet and the membership is growing. It's time for us now to have a really great board. So I'm really looking forward to persons, you know, coming forward who would like to participate, putting themselves out there, like, you know, offering their names out there. And for anybody who's not financial, make yourself financial so
financial.
You can vote. We
get
need
financial.
You to vote, right?
Get financial.
So I'm excited.
And also, one of the other part of news that we need to talk about for the Contractors Association is that our luncheons are monthly, and they are absolutely fabulous.
Mm-hmm.
And what we've been having is a few persons pop into our luncheons, and we want more of that.
Yes.
Because the information that we share with the construction community is not only for the construction community, it's for consumers.
Correct. It's
for persons who want to start building a home. There's persons who are looking for land. We have realtors who come through and share information. We have persons who deliver all kind of fascinating, amazing opportunities and information to the public.
Right.
So we're inviting on the air right now, inviting persons to look out for the Contractors Luncheon. Every single last Wednesday of every single month will be found at the Balmoral Club at 12 noon to about 1:30. Come have lunch with us and learn something about the industry.
Yeah, they have a nice little menu, and it's a great opportunity to come and, like you said, listen and see all of these new products and meet all of these persons that are representing them that come to the luncheon every single month.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So before we had our wonderful guest in studio, Debbie, we were talking about the dreaded finance with a bank. A good thing my friend Eddie Strawn has now left. Payment schedule for construction loans.
Mm.
So I'm holding, which is a standard document for most commercial banks.
Mm-hmm.
I won't call the name of this commercial bank. And the way this works is that when you go to the bank with your plans and you meet with your contractor and he gives you a price, and then you have to have the bank inspector schedule out payments. Now, what should really happen is the contractor should schedule out payments. Now, I wanted to take 5 minutes just to get into that.
Mm-hmm.
I have a lot of friends who are inside the building surveying space as appraisers, quantity appraisers, and surveyors for who are in the bank's listing. And they're all great professionals.
Mm-hmm.
But where we discuss things differently is that, Debbie, the way you build and the way I build is different.
Mm-hmm.
I would bet you $100 if they say, construct this wall, and I write out how I'm going to do it, and you write out how we're going to do it, it's not going to be exact.
Right.
So my issue then is when they have a template that says this is how they're going to pay, and let's say the first stage is 10%.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the challenge is, what if my foundation is on piles and not strip footing? And now my piles on my footing, then my backfill, my edge beam, my grade beam, my rough and plumbing, all that stuff. What if that's more than
10%? So your foundation is probably going to be a 25%.
Maybe
right?
It's more than 10%.
Mm-hmm.
So you already see what you have a problem. So my first stage, you're only going to give me 10% of the money what I need
right.
based on the value, the total value of the contract. And but what my about, cost makes it 10%.
And what about the windows that you're going to order, the windows and doors that are going to take 6 to 8 months to get to you, right? You've got to order them in advance, and you can't just...
Or you wait till the time, and all of a sudden you're waiting for 6 months with nothing to do, twiddling your thumbs.
Right, but then you can't because you're going to have a penalty if your job isn't done in time.
So
I've always written my own.
Of course, this is where the education I wanted to have mm-hmm. on the air, so a person's going to understand. The contractor should prepare his own payment schedule. Mm-hmm. The bank's quantity surveyor or inspector should discuss the payment schedule with the contractor mm-hmm. and agree to the payment schedule and or get an explanation on why the payment schedule differs from the standard one. Now, I'll tell you why they created the standard mm-hmm. one. They created the standard one because they dealt with enough contractors who didn't know how to put together a pay schedule. That's the reality of it.
Right.
So they create a blanket one.
Right.
Five payments. Let me tell you what's so scary. Take $1 million, mm-hmm. divide it in five. Mm-hmm. What's the average payment? $200,000. Mm-hmm. If you're building a wall or just a shed and garage and you've never done $1 million job, mm-hmm. you're used to doing $20,000 and $30,000 stages. When you have to manage $200,000, it's going to blow your mind.
Right. And it doesn't make sense because basically you can also do a contract where you actually submit payment requests as
requests
opposed
based
to doing
on
a stage
measured
thing.
Work.
And one
yeah,
thing you
which
did,
I prefer.
One thing you did said, you said that the bank should discuss with the contractor, but you do understand that the bank has nothing to do with the contractor.
No,
it's the bank and the client.
Well,
and then the client and the contractor.
Of course.
There's two separate contracts.
Of course. Well, here's the challenge, what I mean.
Yes.
The bank says, when you submit your payment schedule, mm-hmm. that their inspector have to approve it. Mm-hmm. Now, I've had a situation where I didn't go ahead with the contract because it didn't work.
Yeah.
And the schedule that I submitted, mm-hmm. the bank inspector said, no, I want you to use mine. And I said, well, unfortunately, I can't build it with yours because yours
right.
doesn't work.
Right.
Well, what do you mean it doesn't work? I say, well, I'll tell you what. What do you do for a living? You sit behind this desk and you do quantity surveying.
Right.
And I build stuff.
Right.
So I'm telling you, at this stage here,
right.
we're going to run out of money.
Right.
It's going to stop. Yeah. I know that now. We don't have to get there for us to figure that out. I know that now.
Right.
What are you going to do about it? Are you going to look at my schedule, not change it? His point, hold him fast. Guess what? Didn't do the project. Guess what? The project still hasn't gone forward.
And do you sometimes wonder why sometimes contractors walk away from a job?
Absolutely should.
Because they're giving you a piece of paper that is not functional.
No.
For what they're... And also, you know, you might get a contract like this and then you might be building at a rainy season where you have time frames where you can't. And the contract may not allow for, you know, rain days or mm-hmm. things like that. And then
You're going to be late on the job.
So sometimes you just have to walk away because yeah. you know that you based on the payment schedule and the time
frame... It's not going to work.
It's not going to
yeah.
work. So that's why eliminating the contractor from the actual contract, bank, client, and contractor, which is what it should be because they all have a vested interest in
Absolutely.
Making it work, eliminating that and having the customer and the contractor separately does not work and
it's
creating
a
lot of problems yeah. in the construction industry.
One of the challenges too, Debbie, mm-hmm. that people don't understand too is that the contractor knows how long the job is going to take. Mm-hmm. A 4,500 square foot house, bank finance, with their application and approval time and things that could go wrong, you'd be hard-pressed to get that done in 12 months.
Yeah.
I've had a challenge where I submitted a schedule and said, this project is going to take 15 months. Oh, no, it has to happen in 12 months. Well, I said, unfortunately, because you want it to happen in 12 months doesn't mean it's going to. I can tell you that the doors is going to take X amount of time.
I want to be rich in 20 years younger.
The windows are going to take X amount of time. It just doesn't work like that. And I find, Debbie, that... There's this disconnect
totally.
From the construction realities and what people outside of construction think.
Yes.
They just think that could happen because they want it to, but they're called limiting factors and restrictions and conditions that we have to live by in construction.
Right.
And part of this show is to help educate everyone
and that's,
about the things
yes.
that contractors go through and kind of the things that the community consumer should understand about construction.
Right. And, you know, I don't know about you. I'm sure you get the same thing. People will call you after the show and say, oh, you talked about such and such. I need to know more information about that.
Yeah, so, they always do.
Yeah, so we know you're listening, and we know you're calling us, and we know you're asking these questions. But if you have a question that we haven't delved into,
call
please
in the show.
Let us know, because yeah. you're not going to be the only one in that situation. Yeah. We all have to work together to educate each other.
And somebody could learn a great deal from having yes. the answer that you may have answered on live air.
Correct.
And then one of the other things, you know, that I thought is important for us to mention too is that we recognize Debbie. And I know you have a rule, and it works for you so far, that you don't like to do bank finance job
not anymore.
No. But from the BCA standpoint, mm-hmm. we have to find a way to make sure that, because we recognize that 95% of all work is bank finance, mm-hmm. that all our contractors who have to do bank finance jobs understand how to mitigate this process and have it work for them.
Correct.
Our desire in the BCA is to try to figure out how to get the banks to make this a little softer, how to make this work better, so that the contractors who are forced to do business with them find a way to do their projects successfully.
What about a Zoom workshop with banks and the BCA?
That's a great idea.
I think that's what we could actually explain all of this, and then they could understand and they could ask questions. I think that's the only way we're going to do it, is to get them all together in a Zoom meeting.
I agree. But yes. Debbie, look at that. We are fresh out of time again. We had a lot of guests, and
we
that's what takes up most of our time.
This room was full twice.
And we had a lot of information that came out to the public, and I hope that everyone took note of it, took some notes, called Consumer Protection, joined Stone Oak at their Home and Builders Show next year, in March, mm-hmm. and obviously come and check out all the information we got to share at the Contractor Association. So, Debbie, it's been great.
It's been great.
Again, and this is it for Nailed It, Guardian 96.9.
Now it's a two.